Welcome to the new season of Digital Forensics Future. Okay, this is season 3, episode 3. Personally, this is my favorite episode so far. We talk about the metaverse, terms and conditions. So the battle for the soul of the metaverse is on. Are blockchain purists, technologists, and individual content creators way too far behind the eight ball to benefit the most from decentralization and Web3? Let's talk about it. Web3 has a problem. How does a return to a more democratized, decentralized, creator-centric internet, originally envisioned for Web1, compete against the trillion-dollar momentum of the Web2 economy? The original outlook of Web3 is that individual creators will regain some control based on the substantial value that they provide by way of content. The challenge with the Web3 open-to-all attitude is that it will be difficult for individuals and small players to gain traction or compete at a level that will bring the Web3 vision to fruition. It remains to be seen whether the safeguards built into the technical underpinnings of a future decentralized metaverse will be enough to prevent a usurping of Web3's progress again by dominant Web2 players, or if the decentralized autonomous organizations, aka DAO, will be influential enough to shift the paradigm. It will be difficult. It's rumored that at least one large bank has a hidden stake in a major layer one blockchain through backdoor channels. This type of ownership runs counter to Web3 sensibilities for some because the ownership of essential infrastructure means that there could be undue influence towards centralization rather than the preferred alternative. Proponents of decentralization are worried. The good news for the Web3 community is that blockchain technology itself provides an audit trail history that can be traced and uncovered. This adds to a level of transparency that is integral to the ideals of Web3. The smart contract rules and DAO voting rights encoded into any given blockchain should also limit any one stakeholder from acting unilaterally without notice. Market forces will likely continue to favor the major corporations, however. The truth is that it's still too complex for the average consumer to participate in the metaverse without help. Some Web3 corporations are already starting to show their dominance by making it easy for folks to dip their toe into this space by providing a user-friendly on-ramp to virtual reality, cryptocurrency transactions, and non-fungible token creation and ownership. The irony is that a majority of the data collected by these Web3 companies is stored in traditional data warehouses in the cloud. While the blockchain address might be used as a digital deed to record ownership, the remainder of the digital asset information is stored off-chain. The blockchain consensus mechanism is considered too slow for these high-frequency transactions, and in the case of Ethereum, gas fees too high to justify blockchain as the ultimate system of record for the entirety of the asset metadata. The promise of creators and everyday users retaining remuneration and privacy rights to metadata, like personally identifiable information, PII, demographics, shopping trends, and digital creations become diluted as en masse adoption grows. The paradox of a popularized internet, whatever the iteration, as it evolved from Web 1 to Web 2, and now from Web 2 to Web 3, means that it will likely be led by entities that work most efficiently in a market economy. These companies have a right to follow business and IT infrastructure models that meet with their own priorities. It's often the major players that provide the greatest efficiency to the market when pitted against blockchain purists, technologists, and individual content creators who do not necessarily have the business resources to compete on this front. For forensics professionals, regardless of how the ecosystem evolves, the metaverse will be a vibrant environment for us to navigate. It will be teeming with artifact information, and we should be preparing for a new era of disputes and investigations.